We are here at the 2011 Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City, and it's only appropriate that the first person that I interview here is Mr. Peanut himself, Tyron Spearman. Tyron, how are you doing this year?
Doing great. Much better since it rained.
Yeah, well, tell me about what does the season look like right now?
Well, it's still a big question. We got a long way to go. We got a poor start, but after some rains across the southeast, Georgia, Florida, and Alabama all picked up about 2 inches of rain in 2 days each day, and peanuts just fluffed out like an afro in a hurry, you know what I mean? But the peanuts look much better, and we're more optimistic now than we were earlier in the season.
Well, tell me just about, in general, about the industry. What's the mood? How is everybody feeling right now?
Well, right now, we're very optimistic. The peanut industry is kind of going through a transition. We are up in consumption about 10%. Candy has set a record this year. A lot more companies are using candy and more promotion in candy. Snacks the same way. We're up about 20% in snacks, which is unbelievable when you got an economy like we have. And peanut butter is up. Usually when the economy is bad, peanut butter is better, and it is again this year. And so we're very optimistic about demand. I hope we can deliver this year and keep these companies happy. When you see the big companies like Skippy and Peter Pan and Jif and others that are promoting, and you want to keep them happy with a good product and a good supply of peanuts.
Well, is the peanut industry, as because I've seen this year, it seems like the agriculture industry in general is pretty optimistic. It seems to be a good time right now to be in agriculture.
Well, things are looking better. We've gone through this economic times of having an increase in inputs, and it seems like as the price of the product goes up, the price of inputs continue to go up, and we as farmers get the squeeze. But the squeeze is not as squeezed and tight as it used to be. The prices are up, and I think the food prices are going to reflect that this coming year. They'll probably go up a little bit as well. But we're optimistic on some good prices. But you remember, you can have good prices, but if you don't have some to sell, you're not in a farming situation that's very popular. So as farmers, we need to make a good product, make it a top-quality product, make plenty as much as we can per acre, and keep these good prices going.
All right, very good. Well, what else is going on that you want people to know about, Tyron?
Well, we're working on several projects right now. We just got back from the tornado zone in Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida with another load of peanut products and peanut butter. We've had over $87,000 worth of items donated and about $71,000 in cash. So it's been a tremendous response from the industry to help these people out. We've been in Smithville, Mississippi, Hagerstown, Alabama, right on into the Alabama, into Jasper and Birmingham, delivering at various food kitchens along the way. So that has been a very good project from Peanut Proud and the people in Blakely that organized that. And it was my honor to go and help them deliver last week. So I'm quite optimistic about that. We're also optimistic about this farm bill. We think that we can stick together on the farm bill with other commodities such as corn and cotton and peanuts, soybeans, and all of us. If we'll all stick together and tell them what we need, right now we don't need the government that much. We got good prices. But we need a safety net just in case something happens or we get too much of something. So hopefully we can save our safety net and the farm bill go around, and that's just around the corner.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Tyron Spearman here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.